11th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 28, Bhagavad Lila. Everything in this universe is a product of the three gunas. Designations of good and bad are superficial, not really relevant. We should not condemn or praise anything in this world, because we can become entangled. Behind every object of the universe is a soul. Underlying everything is consciousness. All phases of material life, such as birth, old age, death, sorrow, disease, happiness, etc., do not belong to the soul, but only they belong to the materialistic false ego. Should take shelter of God, dedicate to the Lord, become empowered to attain perfection and full bliss of spiritual life. In the previous chapter 27, Jiva Goswami commenting on text 18 of chapter 27, 11th canto, he says that the rules and regulations of deity worship and the offenses against the deity are meant to help one avoid disrespectful and neglectful attitude towards Krishna as deity form. Deity aparads are actually based upon irreverence and disregard for Krishna's position as the master. One must worship the deity of Krishna with reverence and opulent presentations offered with love. That will help one avoid deity offenses. In the 27th chapter, text 11, it mentions Durgam and Vinayakam. So Jiva Goswami says in this 27th chapter, text 29, the Ganesh and Durga mentioned in this verse that should be worshipped along with the deities are not the same personalities which are present in the material world and so much worshipped here. There's so many Durga and Shakta worshippers and worshippers of Siddhi Vinayak and Bombay and so many Ganapati deities. But these forms of Ganesh and Durga are eternal associates of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha. The son of Lord Shiva, Ganesh, in this world is famous for awarding financial success, and the wife of Lord Shiva, Durga, is the external illusory Mahamaya potency of Krishna. Durga and Ganesh mentioned this Bhagavatam verse, however, are eternally liberated Nityasthita Parikars of Lord Vishnu, and they live and reside in the spiritual world beyond the material manifestation. The name Durga may also indicate the internal potency of Krishna, who is non-different from him. The external or covering potency of Lord Narayan expands from this original spiritual form of Durga. The Durga of the material world, called Mahamaya, assumes a function of bewildering the living entities. A devotee should not fear becoming polluted by worshipping the Durga mentioned here, who has the same name as illusion. But rather, the devotee must show respect to these eternal servitors of the Lord, the Supreme Lord, in Vaikuntha. This 11th canto, chapter 29, Bhakti Yoga, says that swan-like discriminatory men understand the essence of reality, take shelter lotus feet of Krishna, who is residing as a Chaitya Guru in everyone's heart. He can eradicate misfortune of the spirit soul and reveal his own personal form if he chooses. One should always keep his mind fixed in Krishna and work for his sake. Take advantage of the sacred holy places of the Lord where so many devotees live. When one becomes an Ananya Bhakta, Krishna becomes very pleased. After receiving these instructions, Uddhava went to Bhadarik Ashram in Himalayas, following the order of Krishna, and eventually attained the Lord's abode. In this Bhakti Yoga chapter, there's commentary. Text 7, Jiva Goswami talks about how dear Krishna is to his devotee. It says that Sri Krishna is 10 million times more dear to a devotee than the devotee's own life. Vishnu says that by performing bhakti for the total creation, total duration of 1,000 universal creations, still a devotee cannot repay the debt he feels to Sri Krishna for having awarded him the loving service of the lotus feet of the Lord. It describes here in the Bhakti Yoga chapter 29 that Uddhava was meditating deeply in his heart about the Lord while staying in Badrik Ashram, and he attained the Lord's abode. Uddhava returned to Dwarka in the spiritual sky according to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Daigur.